Well, everyone that's not ready, get ready to worship the Lord. He that hath an ear, let him hear what the Spirit is saying to the church. Where would I be without Jesus? Praise God. Think about it, church. Where would you be without the Lord? Once heard a song, "What is man without the Father?" Be lost and undone. But I praise God we have this wonderful hope, don't you? But where would I be without the Lord? Some of you have heard my beginning, and you know my ending. If I work with God, we sang that song, "Fill My Cup, Lord." A few years ago, I was drinking from another cup that never satisfied. I said, "Fill my cup, Budweiser." This time of the year, I'd be at home a few years ago watching the NBA Finals. Had a cold one in front of me, ice chest running over. But one day, the taste left me, and I wondered, what is going on? Other things took place, and I learned that God was dealing with my life. Where would I be without the Lord? I've already seen what was lying ahead for me. A few years ago, I had a dream that got my attention. You know, God knows how to draw us to Him. And in this dream, I was walking across the prison yard, serving 5 to 7 years. Think that won't bring you to your knees? God has a way of getting your attention. Where would I be without the Lord? Where would I be without His mercy? Appreciate the wonderful grace of God that He looked on my life one day. I'm here today by the grace of God. I'm here because God brought me here. I'm not here today against my will. I enjoy serving God. I enjoy my walk with God. And I'm facing a terrible trial right now, devastating trial in my life. But I love the Lord, and I'm going to go with Him. I'm going to go with Him. I found out a few years ago that it's beneficial serving God. Bless the Lord, oh my soul. Forget not His wonderful benefits. Yeah, He's carrying me right now. He's carrying me right now. Where would I be without the Lord? What would I do? What decisions would I make today without God? I've been down that trail before. I've been to that rodeo and made decisions without God. I'm glad I have His support, His help, and His strength. Yes, I'm glad. David said, "The Lord is my strength and my salvation." And He's more. He's everything they told me. I praise God today for this peaceful spirit we feel here today. And no doubt that some of you have needs and requests and prayers. Where would we be without the Lord? Who would we call upon? The name of the Lord is a strong tower, and the righteous runneth into it. And we're safe. We found a place of safety, haven't we? No one is scorning me. I told me, "Hey, man, what you doing? Isn't any good?" But I found my life in this. This is my life. This is what I live for. I praise God today. Without Jesus, I'd be nothing. Aren't you glad He filled that longing in your soul? Aren't you glad I drank from a cup one day? Woo. I've never thirsted for another Budweiser. God said, "Hey, what you going to do this weekend?" So I'm going home, drink a cold. Cold beer. Bill Daniel, I know you're talking about root beer. Yeah, good old days. I'm glad that I'm sheltered in the arms of God today. Glad that He has a purpose for me, and He's let me see His will. He let me see His plan by reading His word. God has something in store for those that love Him. I want to fall on to know the Lord and love Him today. So let's pray today. Let's remember Brother Smith today. Either God will give him a touch, strengthen him. He really needs our prayers. And maybe someone else today has a request. Sister Radliff. Special unspoken, and keep praying for her family. Okay. those requests from Sister Linda. Anyone else today has a need? Sister Delora. Excuse me? Sister Karen, let's remember her today, too. All right, Sister. Okay. It's pretty tough on her, isn't it? Okay. All right, let's remember the Boyd family, Brother Dodson. Sister Catherine Dodson, let's remember her. I think we mentioned that request the other night.
They thought she was going to be doing better. I called Brother Bryce Parker, that's his niece, yesterday, and her responses has not been good. On a one being the worst and eight being the best, her response level's a three. And you might as well just, you know, we're going to pray. They've got other need, too. Sister, the mother just had a baby. And one, I think she may have had a cesarean, and they gave her, not knowing, somebody had messed up, they didn't realize she was going to breastfeed the baby, and they gave her morphine. And so the morphine got to the milk, to the baby, and the baby's been lethargic. And she's got her newborn baby in the hospital and her 8-year-old daughter in the hospital, or fixing to be 8-year-old daughter. And so they've just got to, they need our prayers.
They need prayer, okay? Robert would.
Let me add to your burdens. Forgive me. I have not let you all know that I have cancer. It's the kind of thing you want to keep to yourself. However, I want you to know that I don't feel fearful about it. The doctors are giving me a lot of assurance that it will be minor. Caught it in the earliest stages, and it'll take about 2 months of treatment with light radiation, and they tell me that I won't suffer through it. Fear may be the biggest problem, but I want you to know I'm trusting in the Lord, and from here on,
yes,
it isn't that I didn't trust you folks in your prayers. I covet them very much, but it's just something I didn't want to talk about very much. And it's been going on a long time, but it didn't turn into cancer until just a few weeks ago. And so it'll be taken care of, and I'd say that problem and my problems are minor to many of you. I can see that. I think of Brother and Sister Crow, how God has blessed them, but they've suffered a lot in every way. Just as you and I are going to suffer on this way, God's way, and we need to stick together, don't we?
Yes.
We need to know what each other are going through. And right at this moment, one of the most important things is Brother Smith. He's dealing with our problems right now, one of us. And he cares very much, just like any father would. And it's a burden. It's a burden to carry. I was thinking of reading some today, and Brother Mike gave us a good message this morning in Bible study. And I thought about the cares that Paul talked about in 2 Corinthians 8. And he said, and finally, all the cares of all the churches, he said. Makes me think that Brother Smith could use that passage and compare with it. And I say, let's pray earnestly for Brother Smith. Did you know Brother Tucker only lived to be 63? Died with a heart attack. And had much heart trouble before that, suffered a great deal. And as he got weaker and weaker, I can see how he suffered. Not his burden wasn't just us, our church here. We were like his children, and he carried a great deal and worried about us like a father would. But he also cared about the whole body of Christ. He was very active in the ministers' meetings and talking and helping, dealing with the problems, and that's part of what brought his heart trouble on. But I want you to know Brother Smith is not a young man in many ways. He's got some physical problems. Some of you know he's got an allergy to NSAIDs, like aspirin. And he's been told by the doctor if he takes one more aspirin, it could kill him. I think that's a very great risk he's in, because aspirin is put in a lot of things, and it's very dangerous for him. So I want to emphasize the need for us to pick up the burdens of one another. Just look around and consider what you know about individuals here that are suffering. I take notice of our older people. When you get up above 60, you're a wonder if you don't have any pain without medicine. You're going to suffer. Brother Lineker said the last 15 years of your life, you'll suffer. It may be the worst suffering you'll go through. But suffering of this physical body is one thing. But suffering in your heart for love's sake, because you love people. And you'll feel pain when they feel pain. And that's the kind of love we should have, but we should have so much faith in God that we turn it over to Him. And we pray earnestly and trusting God and asking Him to deliver. Yet, Lord, we'll glory in our suffering, like Paul said. God, help us to glory in it. Let me gain something by this, Lord. Let me learn something. Let my heart become more tender toward others. Let me care more for my brothers and sisters. Help me to have that love, and that's righteous love. It's the right kind of heart toward our brothers and sisters, I pray. And so let's consider all these prayer requests we're listening to at every service. And let's take it upon our hearts to pray. Let me just say this. I mentioned Brother and Sister Crow. But there's a man sitting back there that's been through a lot of chemo and radiation, Brother Shelby Weaver. And he's here in church. He made a commitment to his parents that he would come to church one day, and he's here, keeping his promise. But we need to pray for him. He doesn't say anything. He doesn't. Frankly, I think this would be right. That he feels very humble to be here in this church. I don't know if this would be adequate, but he let us know one time that for years and years, I don't know how long, most of his life, he's lived in this area, and he didn't want to come by this church. He just felt so guilty because he was out of church. He didn't come by here, he'd go out around about some other way. Is that right, Brother Shelby? That's due to his respect for this church. He does have a conviction for the Lord. Wants to do the right thing. But we all have an enemy, don't we, working against us. We're here to get God's help. God will help us through every adversity. Thank God for it. I've said enough. Just your prayers is enough for me. So I trust you, and God will take care of us. Amen.
Keep praying for Brother and Sister Tally, Sister Abraham. Well, we serve a loving God today, don't we? Peter said in his writing to cast all your burdens on him because he cares for us. Is that a request? Okay. Grandpa? All right. Brother York, miss him today. Sister Anna De La Rosa and their family, God will give them a touch. They're going through a tough struggle. Again, what will we do without Jesus? When I hear all these cares, when I hear these burdens, it'd be awful if we was waiting in a room for some lawyer or doctor to come and help us, wouldn't it? But we have a Savior that cares about us. Sister Jackie, did you have your hand up? No. Your physical. Tyrone. Yeah, okay. She's going through a pretty tough time right now. And as Brother Weiner was saying, some trials you go through, you just don't want to talk to nobody but Jesus, you know. But he listens. Okay, Brother Spencer. Pray for Sean. Okay, all right. Someone else had their hand up. Okay, Sister Painter. Your mother. Okay. All right, just remember Sister Painter's mother having some heart problems and medicine being regulated. Your mom, okay. Sister Abraham. Well, Brother Matthew, your job situation, God's working on it right now, brother. He heard your prayer this morning. Just waiting to give us a miracle. But we have him today to look to, don't we? Let's stand. Let our needs and requests be made known to the God of salvation today. Oh, yes, wonderful Jesus, what would we do without you? Without your love and care today, without that wonderful. Filled our hearts today, oh God, brought us here, Lord, from different walks of life. May the healing hand of God touch his children today. May God touch Brother and Sister Smith today, touch their physical body. Know their needs and their love for the church today, love for God's people. Yes, dear Brother Weiniger, asking God for a miracle today. We know God is able to provide a miracle for those that need a miracle today. His loving hand and his loving care shall not be forgotten in our hearts. We lift up the wonderful name of Jesus and what he can do for us. We're so glad that we have him today. We're so glad that we have the Lord's love and cares to keep us in his wonderful treasure. Oh, nothing like serving the Lord. Nothing like a walk with God today. So glad we became acquainted with God today. Oh, we're thankful that he laid his hand on us today. We're thankful that he's directing our steps today. We can look to him in all situations today. He said, I'll never leave you nor forsake you, but I'll be with you, lo, until the end of the world. What a wonderful promise we have today, that God cares for us. Praise our wonderful Savior. Okay, praise God. If the ushers will come forward, we're going to receive an offering.
The only sure to my Father for you. And if I know my Father hears what he'll do, he will lay at your feet all the things you pursue. It's no bother, for my Father will do it for you.
I have never prayed fire down from the sky, but God saw each tear that ever fell from these eyes. So if you've got a mountain alone you can't climb, I'll take your burdens and I'll make them mine. And I will talk to my Father for you. And if I know my Father, here's what he'll do. He will lay at your feet all the things you pursue. It's no bother. Oh, my Father will do it for you.
Father, for you,
and if I know my Father.
Bye.